Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Leanna Colgrove. The scripture is Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 53.
We arrive at the close of Luke's gospel after celebrating Easter, affirming the resurrection and Jesus as our risen Lord. I marvel at how beautifully Luke's narrative has been building toward this moment. I'm savoring these parting words of Jesus, his final remarks to the disciples before he ascends to heaven. But for the disciples, they had only their grief and confusion as the context for what will be the third appearance of the risen Jesus. They were in desperate need of some good news. Joining them in Luke 24:36, we encounter the risen Christ, Jesus himself, physically present, comforting, and once again teaching his disciples. His greeting is "Peace be with you," both a salutation and an attempt to calm the fears that they were seeing a ghost. So many times earlier in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus knew the thoughts of those he engaged. And once again, we learn the state of the disciples' hearts by his questions. Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? By many convincing proofs, Jesus asserts his identity and the unfathomable reality that he has indeed risen from the dead. "Look at my hands and feet," he implores. "See, it is I myself." I myself, the Jesus they loved, lost, and now can hardly believe they see again. The disciples disbelieved for joy. They dared not believe because it was too good to be true. And yet, Jesus appears in their midst, speaking peace, eating in their presence, and once more teaching at the table. For these final lessons, Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures and clarified the mission ahead. All they had struggled to understand while he lived and walked among them was now revealed in the presence of the risen Lord. We've moved past the bleakness of Good Friday, the silence of Holy Saturday, arriving at last to the Alleluia of Easter. It's meant to be a day of joy, celebrating the empty tomb and our risen Lord. But returning to Luke 24, we may find ourselves more like the disciples, bereaved and befuddled, straining to either see or trust Jesus, to experience his presence in our lives now. We might well hear him asking us the same chastening questions. Why are we troubled? Why do doubts arise in our hearts? Thankfully, Jesus offers us many of the same parting gifts he shared with his disciples. He speaks peace into our doubts and fears. He opens our minds to understand God's word. We too enjoy the comfort of the Holy Spirit, the promised power from on high. His final gift was a blessing, hands raised and benevolently bestowed as he ascended to heaven. This blessing inspired worship and joy, a joy so abundant they in turn blessed God and no doubt others. If you've come through Easter and fear or doubt still cloud your vision, Jesus understands. He saw the same struggle with his own disciples. if it all seems too good to be true? The disciples worried about that too, but his presence reassured them. If you are still searching for joy after Easter, claim these parting gifts for yourself. Hear him speak peace to you. Look for him in those who strive to be his hands and feet in the world. Eat at his table, the one we set in remembrance of him. Ask him to open your mind and heart to understand his word by the power of the Holy Spirit. Finally, picture his arms outstretched, no longer in the anguish of the cross, but raised in blessing over you and all the world. He went to heaven in this posture of love and acceptance, fully trusting the Holy Spirit to comfort and empower us in his stead. As we conclude our reading of Luke's Gospel, may we find these parting gifts worth sharing, gifts that bring glory to God and joy to our world. Please join me in a prayer. Gracious God, risen Christ, Holy Spirit, speak peace into our troubled hearts and open our eyes to all the convincing proofs of your love that surround us. Increase our faith and invite us once again to experience your presence. Bless us that our joy may go out continually to all the world. Return to us in the same spirit of love with which you departed. Empower us to be faithful witnesses until then. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.